I had no sense of entitlement in those days. And that would have been a combination of growing up poor, growing up rural, way in the country, being one of 12 children. We were also Catholic in the Protestant-dominated British-occupied Northern Ireland. So the truth was I had little self-worth and very little guidance about education. My own parents had left school at 14 years of age, so they would not have been able to guide me. So I never would have saw a law career for myself. And I have to say, Sunday, that's something I'm so grateful now that is being addressed with bright children from poor or minority backgrounds, because they need more than opportunity and access to education. Their greatest impediment is the belief that they are worthy.
Well, I was just going to add, I think, too, the mentorship, the guidance, like you mentioned, that's also enormous for young people to get someone who's really helping them figure out the path that they can follow.
Cindy, and someone who has come from that themselves. There's nothing more powerful or more affirming than someone who looks like you, sounds like you, maybe came from somewhere you came from, being successful, getting to where they might want to go and telling them that they can do it too. That mentorship, that guidance, that stepping stone out of where they are, absolutely powerful. I couldn't agree more. Probably the most personal hero and the one I feel deeply related to would be Seamus Heaney. And for any of your listeners not familiar, Seamus Heaney is a poet. He grew up in Northern Ireland, close to where I grew up. His work was spare, stark, beautiful, illuminating. He was recognized not just as a local bard, but by the world of letters, Harvard and Oxford and Cambridge, and eventually in 1995, Sunday won the Nobel Prize for Literature. So those of us who grew up poor in Northern Ireland, in the country, rural Catholic, who didn't feel that we had a lot to contribute, who maybe felt that our lives were a little shameful, he took those lives and he made them into poetry and he got the world's attention, and we felt so much pride from that. And one of the things that Seamus Heaney did that has deeply influenced my life, my storytelling, my encouraging others to write their story too, is that he showed us that our own experience is trustworthy. So many of us discard that experience that is so valuable, Sunday. We think the lives of others matter. We climb towards what we see as mattering and discard the experience, the precious experience that we came from. It urged us to write about our personal memories, not just preserve them, but to open up the experiences and move them along and make them current. This summer, when I was at home visiting my parents, I went to a review of his work. He, right now, they just opened a home place in this, you know, in the little village where he grew up, where you can review his work and see the photographs and read the poems. And as I reviewed that, it really encouraged me, and I would hope all of us, to trust our experience and let the memories of our childhood and teenage years and adulthood connect us to and illuminate our presence and maybe move us along to what he calls a glimpse of wholeness. It's what I'd love us to do with our lives, with our ethical wills, and always to keep going on that journey towards wholeness. And trusting that everything we brought to the experience adds to it.